Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, before we launch into this podcast, just a bit of context. The Melbourne Storm announced last night that for season 2022, all Victorian-based Melbourne Storm members from season 2020 and 2021 will be getting a free membership covered by the Melbourne Storm. As I've always said, this team, they're leading the way on the field and off the field. What they're doing is incredible. I've got Matty Q, one of my good mates that I've made through the Rugby League Guru podcast, one of my favourite guys to talk to, one of the Guru's best supporters over the last 2 years, and a Melbourne Storm fan based in Victoria. So he's come on to talk about the experience over the last 24 hours and what this club means to him and his family. A really good chat. The Melbourne Storm, they're leading the way. Hopefully more and more clubs start to follow over the next few years.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Got a very special guest on today, one of my most loyal listeners, Matty Q. Welcome on, mate. How are we?
Yeah, I'm well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, all going well, mate. I guess I just want to take this opportunity now that I have got you on to thank you for all of your support. I really do appreciate it over the last 18 months or so. You've been one of the day one Guru followers and listeners, and we probably talk once or twice a week most of the time about your bloody Melbourne Storm. But, mate, I really do appreciate your support over the first year or two, especially I know you're one of the first guys to buy merchandise, and you're one of the guys that I see in his stories and, you know, in the family photos and stuff. Wearing the Guru merchandise means the absolute world to me, brother.
I appreciate you and all the love you give the whole rugby league community, like, just especially this lockdown that's going on and whatnot. Well, you know, gives a bit of time out of the day to just to relax and go, well, what stories are going on? You know, it's just it's awesome.
And, mate, obviously we mentioned that your team is the Melbourne Storm. You're actually based in Victoria as well. Tell us about the last 2 years, mate. I can only imagine. I mean, I've been in lockdown for a couple of months here, and I think as Sydney side, as we sort of looked at the way Melbourne was doing things and we sort of giggled to ourselves the whole time, and then it came up here and it punched us in the face, a big reality check. What's it been like for you, mate? I know that you've had you've got a couple of young kids during this period too. It must have been one hell of an experience.
Yeah, so we birthed two twin boys last season, August.
Wow.
So it's sort of, last year was a lot easier, as silly as that might sound. This year's been a lot tougher. Little man, so we got three kids, three boys. The eldest, he's gone to prep, so kindergarten this year. And that's sort of taken a toll, in a way, just on family life. With the wife having to do homeschooling and also still look after twins, and we've got the family support, but, you know, it still takes a toll. And then me being at work, and then now we're sort of starting to cut back hours at work, which sort of helps at home, but, you know, like, still got to bring in that bread. So it's been tough, but on a footy front, like, little man started footy this year, fell in love with the game, loved the Storm. Last 2 years, not being able to go, it's been bit rough, and yeah, it's been insane. But that announcement yesterday, wow, that's massive relief in terms of financial wise for the Victorians members that are down here. what have we got, 25, nearly 28,000 members.
That's unbelievable.
I don't know how many of them, I don't know how many of those are Victorian, but, you know, it's massive, like, massive. The Storm to do something like that, this club's gone through for the last 2 years, relocating numerous times, not knowing where the club's going to be at, and also not knowing if supporters are going to support them. But financial, in the last 2 years, for people, has been tough. People losing jobs, businesses, all that type of stuff. So it's been rough.
And, mate, I can only imagine when you did open that email yesterday, like, I know myself that when I first saw it, I got to tell you, I wasn't overly surprised. It is just a very Melbourne thing to do. They really are setting the standards on the field, but off the field, everything they do is just absolute class. And it looks to me that, that they have a genuine connection to their fans, and they have a genuine care for what their fans are going through. And, you know, I reckon it's probably one of the harder fan bases to have a genuine connection with, because I imagine that it would be widespread across the country. Like, obviously, there's a huge population in Victoria, but they just seem to get it for every single person that comes in contact with the Melbourne Storm. And, mate, after I posted that thing last night, the amount of messages I got that honestly said, I hate them, but, God, it's hard not to respect them. I wish my club was like that. It is just the ultimate compliment, isn't it?
I read a few of those comments. I took great pride in that because, you know, being a Storm fan, you normally cop the normal rubbish of, you cheat and all this type of stuff, where's your boat and all that type of stuff. Coupled on the chin, all sweet. But, like, reading those messages, I was like, how cool is that? But I think this club's starting to gain a bit more respect from, like, guys like yourself and YKTR, Bloke in the Bar guys, you know, just opening everybody's eyes. At, like, look at this club. Look what they're doing. Like, they're growing the game down here by doing stuff like this. I don't think they'll take over because Victorians love their AFL, but it's just another point of sport down here. Like, love it.
Oh, mate, it's unbelievable to think, like, if you would have said in 1998 when they came in that, hey, in 20 years' time, guys are going to be taking massive pay cuts just to get an opportunity to feature at an NRL club in Melbourne, mate, people would have laughed at you. You look up at that Queensland Cup, I mean, there's guys taking pay cuts and, you know, it's taking lesser opportunities to go play at the Falcons just to have the opportunity to potentially get viewed by the Melbourne Storm. It's unbelievable.
It's insane. It's awesome. It's good to see because there's, like, the rugby league community down here, like the local comps and stuff, juniors, it's growing. It's growing. That's taken a massive hit in the last 2 years. It's growing. Like, I coached the under sixes down here in Frankston, and, like, we had sixes and seven sides running around, and, like, it's growing. And we're playing teams that had two teams. Like, it's growing. So they're doing a great job, the Melbourne Storm down here, for local footy and their members. Actually, across the road at Richmond, the Richmond Tigers and Collingwood and a few of those other AFL teams, like, they got upwards of, like, 100,000 members. Wow. And, like, are dual members, so they'll be a member of AFL as well as the Melbourne Storm. Like, it's just massive. Like, get it, like you were saying. They just get it. Like, they just know where to put their fingers and where to, you know, touch the community, and it's just awesome. It's really, really good.
Mate,
such a family club.
I think that's what sums it up. They are a family club, and they've just, as we both said, they've just always got it. Tell me, what was the first emotion that you felt when you opened that email yesterday, mate? I can only imagine that yourself and your eldest, I would imagine that you guys are pretty much regulars every Saturday, Sunday afternoon at Amy Park. I imagine it's left a massive hole in your lifestyle and everything that, you know, I know how keen you are on your rugby league. What was the emotions when you first opened that email?
Well, starters, I'll take you back. So I was putting the kids to bed, little man to bed, so my eldest to bed, and, you know, we just do more routine, and he's into this little habit of watching some footy highlights and loves his Billy Slater.
How good is that? That is unreal.
So we watch a bit of footy highlights or just whatever, and then talk about the day, and then he was drifting off, and I jumped on the phone, had all these notifications, had one from yourself, and what, and then it, and I was like, what's going on? Like, and then the wife was talking to me about it, and, like, what's going on here? Like, how was this? And then look at it and I'm like, wow. Like, first emotion was just like, how good is this club? Like, I was a little bit relieved too. I'm like, because we pay a fair chunk of money for our seats. And like, so we get a family of four. And like, I think it'll be close to a grand. Anyway, that's irrelevant. But like, it's a fair chunk of money, especially after the last 2 years, where we did consider throwing the membership in just to save a bit of cash, but stuck solid and here we are. Get a free membership next year for sticking solid and, you know, yeah. And I'm just relieved, I mean, in a way, but so happy too for other families that might not pay as much, but like, can still, they get a free membership next year for sticking solid and such a good thing. I was proud too. All emotions, pretty much.
And, mate, like, you already know that when they were sitting in that boardroom making that decision that they would have genuinely been talking about the fact that these families have spent a few thousand dollars in the last 2 years. Like, that's a family holiday that they've missed out on because they want to support us. And you just know that this wasn't a PR just to look good. This was a genuine understanding for what their fans and their people have gone through. It is, oh, mate, it's just the ultimate compliment to this side and this system. You mentioned the word pride a few times, mate. You must be so proud. And as you said, you know, you were considering, you know, letting your membership go, and that's not a disrespectful thing. It's just the fact that people have got to live, people have got to pay bills.
Yeah, that's and,
right. Mate, I would imagine that there isn't a single Melbourne Storm fan after getting that email yesterday that'll probably ever turn over their membership.
No, I reckon. Also, I jumped on Twitter early this morning. I was just like, just looking at some stuff on there, and the amount of people I saw on there saying, I let go of my membership because I moved to Queensland or whatever or whatnot. And like, I'm just so proud of this club for doing this. Or other people in my situation have gone, I thought about getting rid of it, but like, stuck solid, and this is what's happened. It's like a reward in a way. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, but hopefully, I'd love to know what the Warriors are going to do or whatnot. Like, I feel for their fan base over there. You know, that at least we were lucky enough to get 5 games, but still, you know, the Warriors, they've sacrificed so much.
Oh, the sacrifice they've made has been unbelievable. And, mate, I can only imagine. I think it's one thing that when you're in Sydney, you know, you have probably upwards of 4 to 5 games a week in Sydney, you sort of take it for granted. Like, I know if there's a game at Leichhardt Oval, I'll sort of toss up, oh, do I bother going there or not? Whereas, you know, I imagine in Melbourne, if there's a game there, you know, that's the only game you might see for 2 or 3 weeks. You've got to get there. It definitely is something that we take advantage for, and myself included, take advantage for in Sydney. If you had to pick out of the current group of players right now, this would probably be tough, but who's your favourite player running around in purple at the moment?
It's your boy, Harry Grant. I love him.
Keep your hands off him, mate. He's all mine.
Yeah, he's a gun. You know, but it is really hard. Harry's my favourite, but, man, like, Dale Finucane, we've had a, like, he's just absolute clubman. Like, I'm shattered he's leaving, but, you know, can't keep him all, I guess, but, you know, like, I love him. But it's just little man, like, my little six-year-old, like, who loves Pat, loves him, and just seeing the joy that he brings onto his face, like, and every other player, like, it's just awesome. Love it. Love it. But if I had to pick one, it is Harry. You know, love them all, you know.
Mate, can you imagine if 2 or 3 years ago I would have said to you, hey, Cameron Smith's going to retire and your favourite player in 3 years isn't going to be your starting nine, but it's going to be your nine coming off the bench. That would just blow you away, wouldn't it?
Oh, good enough. He's like myself and whatnot. Like, you see him coming through and you're like, yeah. He's a gun, yep. But to see him coming off the bench as your favourite player, like, wow. You just see it there. So.
Another tough question, I can imagine. There'll be so many names running through your head. If you had to pick your all-time favourite Melbourne Storm player, who would you go for?
When I fell in love, it's Robbie Ross. He's the one I fell in love with at the start when I was a kid supporting Storm. It is Robbie Ross. That's just looking outside of the big three. Yeah, Robbie Ross is my favourite, and Marcus Bice. It's so hard to toss up between them two. Robbie Ross is my favourite. And, yeah, it's so hard to pick, eh?
Oh, so hard. I reckon Robbie Ross is a great pick. Criminally underrated. Right. Was there from day one.
Yeah. That's right.
You don't hear it very often, but I love whenever you hear someone ask Billy Slater about Robbie Ross and the way that he talks about him and how much he taught him.
That's right.
Look at Marcus Bye, too, the other guy you mentioned, like, mate, if he isn't the prototype for just about every winger in the game right now, I'll give it away, you know?
Right. I'd love to have seen him play in this day and age. Trampling over blokes, just, you know. No. Marcus Bye.
It was a bad day to be in front of Marcus Bye.
Would it ever be? Trying to stop that bloke. But yeah, no. Then you've got Cooper. You got, you know, those big three. You just can't go past them. So. It's so hard to pick. So hard. I really think those big three really, they really put Melbourne Storm on the map. They really drove that culture with Bellamy and Frank Panisi as well. Five guys, really. They're Melbourne Storm, really. That's them.
Now, mate, I'm going to expose you for a second here. Now, obviously, you live in Victoria. You're originally from Penrith, though, so I imagine grand final day last year would have been interesting, and I imagine this Saturday is going to be another interesting contest. A lot of your family and friends are Penrith fans. They must be pretty dirty on you, just quietly.
I've always copped it. So, what, grade six? Started really loving footy. Melbourne Storm entered the comp. So I was at Amy Plains Public School there. And I remember saying, and then the team, not a massive Panthers fan.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm going for the Storm. It's like the jersey. Robbie Ross is there. They're my team. Stuck with them. In the comp second year, like, it's just, wow. To see where they've ended up, and then the messages I've been getting, they're pretty funny. I've copped it over the years, but last year, that was just a statement. That was just you got nothing on me now.
Unreal game of footy, too. Just an absolute roller coaster, wasn't it?
Tell you what, I was just that carpet at home was getting an absolute workout with me walking around and jumping up and down. I'll tell you what. That couch is, God. And then this Saturday is going to be.
Are they getting it done or what?
I'm already nervous. Yeah, we're getting it done. It's going to be tight, I reckon. I'm saying it's going to be 22-16, but we're getting it done. I reckon we'll run away with it towards the back end. It's going to be tight, but in the back, probably last 20 minutes, I reckon we'll go over the top of them.
And who do you play in the grand final? Who do you reckon?
Rabbits. Yeah. I reckon one of the Rabbits. I'd love to see that Bellamy versus Bennett. I'd love to see that lead up. That lead up, that whole week is just going to be brilliant. Brilliant. 2006 coming back and all that type of stuff, you know.
Well, I was just about to say that, that 2006 grand final, obviously Craig Bellamy's first ever loss. There's no doubt whatsoever he'll have that in the back of his mind, won't he?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 100%. Against Bennett. Well, Bellamy being under Bennett and whatnot. So, you know, that story that week has just been insane. And, you know, coming up against Manly too would be pretty cool. 2008 coming back and, you know, make a statement on that. You know, that would be, after copping that, that was for more Manly fans, but, you know.
Whichever way it goes, we are in for one hell of a storyline and one hell of a week, aren't we?
Just Saturday can't come quick enough, and then see how that goes. So, nervous already, to be honest.
Oh, mate, I can only imagine. Matty, as I said at the start, I just want to thank you for all of your support over the last 2 years or so. You've probably been the number one guru follower. So I appreciate all your support and might have to have you on over the next week or 10 days if you're playing for a grand final. And I might have to get you live on the horn if you happen to lift a trophy in a couple of days. We might have to get the live reaction there, yeah?
After last year, you know, it could be a bit of a interesting viewing. Especially if we go back to back, like, don't want to look too far in the future, but, you know, like, we are the club.
Yeah. It'd tick another one off the bucket list, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, 2 years being stuck in lockdown watching the footy club, and then if they do go back to back, like, follow what the Roosters have done and whatnot, like, two great clubs. Just awesome. So, yeah, we'll see, eh?
We'll see. Matty, mate, thanks for giving up your time at work. I really do thoroughly appreciate it. And all the best this weekend, mate, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it, mate. Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.